podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Ready to go whale watching? On second thoughts, you might want to close your eyes when we meet these whales. Just a heads up, this episode talks about killing animals.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They what? Did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
they did
what?
Ridiculous.
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
What? Yep. Wait. They did what? Is the name of this podcast and the question we ask when we hear about what went on in the olden days. I'm Tiliotti Black, and today we're heading back to the 1970s when one of Australia's big marine industries was coming to an end.
Hey, Mike, you haven't seen anything? No fish?
That's the skipper of a ship in 1971. He's yelling out to a guy in the crow's nest. That's the lookout high up on the ship's mast. He's asking him if he can see any fish in the sea. But it's a bit of a misleading question because the pair aren't fishing for fish. They're hunting for whales. And if you were paying attention in science lessons, you'd know whales are mammals, not fish.
As dawn broke over the eastern horizon, the whale chasers with their expert 17-man crews would steam out to the killing ground off the edge of the continental shelf.
Oof, killing ground? That sounds brutal. It could really use a rebrand. But I suppose those crews weren't exactly bringing the whales back to shore alive. Sorry.
I feel like it was wrong for us to be doing that because whales are a majestic creature.
They have a purpose in life. They deserve to live just like we can.
I find it disgusting because they're still part of our life.
They didn't do anything to us.
I hear you, but what makes a whale any more special than other animals like cows or sheep or actual fish?
We need them in the food chain, otherwise it wouldn't be balanced.
Cows and sheep, we can just keep on breeding them.
With sheep, there's a lot, and we have just sheep farmers who just breed them and breed them.
It's probably fair to say the mayor of former whaling town, Albany, in Western Australia, disagreed with you in 1977.
Our environment in all the areas, be it, should we stop killing cattle and go into soya beans as a synthetic meat? Should we look at a synthetic fibre instead of wool? We live on this earth to take advantage of all the resources that are available to us.
Okay, greedy guts. But what were Australians actually killing these whales for up until the late 70s?
To stop them from doing stuff to the ships and stuff.
To try and make themselves look tough because whales are so big.
Ha! Could you imagine? Hey, check out this humpback I pulled in yesterday. Pretty massive, huh? Got it with my bare hands. Bet you think I'm pretty tough now, don't ya? Don't ya? Nah, I hope that's not why they were killing whales. What else could it have been?
For a source of meat.
With the whales, would take them for oil or would take their bones for ivory.
Aha! Are you a former whaler by any chance? Some species of whales were eaten and their bones were used for all sorts of things, from old-fashioned clothes like corsets and stiff collars to umbrellas, even weapons. But whale oil was the most sought-after product from Australia. It was this guy's job to collect the oil in the early 1900s.
Would you tell us briefly how they got the oil from the whale?
Yes, they bring the whale alongside the ship and hoist them up by the head and the tail up to the mast. And that's when my captain says, come on, kid, get down the hold there. What hold? I said, down there, he says, down the whale's belly.
What was it like down there?
It was like being in a garbage dump.
the odour wasn't very pleasant?
The odour wasn't very pleasant.
Where did you get the oil from inside there?
Out of the cavities.
Whoa, that's intense. I don't think I'd have the guts to poke around in whale guts. The stinky oil was also found inside sperm whales' heads.
Inside its head, there's a cavity containing pure oil or liquid wax, which solidifies when exposed to air. Meat and blubber, in fact, everything is fed into huge cooking pots and stewed for about 3 hours to extract the oil.
Bubbling blubber? I won't be needing the recipe for that, thanks. The oil that was finally extracted from the whales was shipped all over the world, and it ended up in cars, clothes, even on people's faces.
Jewelers lubricate watches with it, and the textile industry uses it to prevent fibres unravelling as they're twisted into thread. It helps to soften leather during tanning. And some oils are used in detergents and soaps, also rust-proofing compounds. Oil companies add it to automatic transmission oil, and it's used by cosmetic manufacturers to give the rich, glossy sheen to facial creams and lipsticks.
Lipstick? Oh, I'll be reading the ingredients list in my makeup from now on. Because whale oil was used in so many things, it meant whales were being hunted a lot.
I think we've got six whales. First one towed us around for 18 hours.
18 hours? Really?
Yeah.
Harpoon?
Yeah, it was harpoon. It was towing us around. Yeah, it was a bit exciting at the time.
A harpoon is like a giant spear. I'm not sure the whales would call it exciting. So much hunting was putting pressure on whale numbers, and protesters started calling for an end to whaling. It left some of the whalers conflicted.
Were they influencing you at all?
Yeah, I think it does. You think you're doing something wrong, you know, that it's not true. We don't do any harm to the environment.
Is it about whaling that keeps you in the business, though?
Being at sea. So do most of us.
But you don't like pulling the trigger, is that it?
Like the killing? No, I don't.
The government tried to introduce rules to better protect whales, like bans on killing certain species and size limits on catches.
300 metres.
They don't look very big, mate. For Christ's sake, they get smaller all the time, don't they? Look at that.
Are many of them too small like these?
Oh, yeah, you get a lot of small ones like this. They're mostly cows. They don't grow much over 35 feet.
Swim away, little cows! That's the name for female whales, by the way. There were no land cows swimming in the sea, as far as I'm aware.
Ooh, hello, I'm a whale.
Oh, don't hurt me.
Yes, stop hunting us.
The hunters listened. Well, not to the talking whales, but to the broader human public. Protesters got louder, the price for whale oil plummeted, and Australia's last whaling station closed in 1978. A year later, the government officially banned whaling in all Australian waters.
Hip, hip, hooray!
What a beautiful sounding whale. The best news is whale numbers are increasing big time. There were just a few hundred humpbacks left around Australia in the 1960s, and now there are tens of thousands.
Whoa! Whoa!
I think I hear some whales swimming past right now.
Till next time!
I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.